Wonderful to see everybody tonight. This is so exciting. It's exciting because of the night and the meaning it carries with the birth of the Christ child. It's exciting to see so many folks out. And when we have one bulletin left laying back there, I get real excited. So, and Izzy was pointing out that if we had put all of you on the front half here over to here, where they're on the back half, we'd have had a complete section. Wouldn't that be great? I'm just so glad you're here. Would you stand with me for the call to worship? Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing Christ's glorious birth.
Sing praises with all the earth. Declare God's glory on this night of nights.
Let God's glory shine all around.
Treasure these words and ponder the good news.
The child is born to us, who is Christ the Lord.
Will you join me in prayer? God of endless peace, bless us with the great light of your love and grace. Grant us your peace and hope as we sing of your glory and rejoice in the birth of your Son. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We have a special treat tonight. A very good friend of mine, a new friend of mine. This is April Love, and some of you may know her, but we're going to open tonight with a solo special.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Merciful and mighty. worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. The Lamb. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The service is somewhat in the format of lessons and carols with a little bit of extra thrown in. When we begin with the ABCs of Christmas, I'm going to have you read the letter with the line it stands for with me. And then I'll have scripture corresponding to what we read, and then there'll be a carol corresponding to that. And then we'll do it again. Everybody have access to a bulletin? The ABCs of Christmas, join with me. A is for angel Gabriel, who began the story with the greeting from Luke 1:28. B is for Bethlehem, where our story takes place. C is for census, which is the counting of all people born in a place. That is why Bethlehem was so crowded that night. D is for the donkey that carried Mary on the long journey to Bethlehem. E is for excitement, knowing that the baby would be coming soon. F is for family, Joseph, Mary, and the newborn baby Jesus. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month." Let us share together our next group of... Oh, no, we're going to sing a carol. Page 230, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Share with me the next group of letters. G is for glory to God, for sending God's Son to live with us. H is for the herds of animals in the stable and the flock of sheep in the field. I is for an interesting story that changed the world. J is for joy, that comes with the birth of the Christ child. K is for the kindness shown by the innkeeper by letting the family stay in the stable. L is for the love that is the greatest love that can be shared. M is for the manger where the babe lied because he had no crib. Again, a reading from Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. We'll be singing hymn, and you can remain seated, 217, Away in a Manger. Our next group for you to read with me. N is for Noel, which is another word for Christmas, meaning new birth. O is for the overwhelming event this night that changed the world forever. P is for praise and prayer and pondering this miraculous occurrence. Q is for quiet, the deep peace that we receive from God. R is for rejoice and revelation, God showing us who God is. S is for one special star over the stable, directing the wise men. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Join me, 245. You may remain seated. The first Noel. Join me, please. T is for the trust that we have in God. U is for the unity of all people to celebrate the birth of the Son of God. V is for victory, knowing that someday this baby boy, Jesus, would trade his life for ours. W is for the wonder that we have, knowing how much God loves us. X is for Christmas, because X is the first letter of the Greek word for Christ. Y is for you, who are blessed in abundance. Z is for the zeal we use when we tell others about the good news. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith?" 240. Hark, the herald angels sing. Would like to invite up the Barbaros to light the Christ candle.
Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel. Micah 5:2. How silently the wondrous gift is given, so God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. As we light the candle of Christ, may we carry the light of our redemption into the world that all people may catch the Spirit.
Before we form our circle and light our candles, I'd like everyone just to take a few moments and pray, ponder, do whatever your heart leads you to do. Just a few moments of silence. that we can give glory to God in our own way. And all God's people say, Amen. If you were here last year, you'll recall what I like to do. If you were not, just follow suit with your neighbor. We will be forming a circle around the sanctuary, one beside the other, so that when we light the candles and sing Silent Night, you will be able to just light the candle of your neighbor. Take your bulletin, because all the verses of Silent Night are on the back. Sometimes I forget that, and then we all stand there and hum a lot. So I'll stand here and light my candle first, and then those on either side of me will light from me, and then it will continue on until we are complete, and we will be singing after we begin the lighting. You probably can just move out from where you are and form our circle.